Blog Talk Radio. time. Long time wishing to left you, left you. Without a dope beat. Step two, step two, step two, step two, step, 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 step two. It's been a long time wishing to left you, left you. Without a dope beat. Step two, step two, step two, step two, step, step two.
To me, what would you say to have your way? Would you give up or try again? If I hesitate to let you in, know would you be yourself or play a role? Tell all the boys or keep it low. If I say no, would you turn away or play me off? Or would you stay up? Oh,
I'm Marie.
It was so overwhelming. She was like, I don't know, don't tell me. He had eyes that said, girl, I'll save you. She had doubts like they might not make it. So they both held tight to face it. They were out, she was about to take them. She was full of trepidation. There in front of the whole damn nation. It was whoa, can't predict the coming storm. Promise that you'll keep me warm. God, I wanna play this role. He said, yo, I've been loving you so long. Ever since that bumper song, you ain't gotta break down.
Nobody's planning. Ooh, I'm in love, it's true. Yeah, devil, I'll put you.
And we all make mistakes sometimes.
But I'm gonna do. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Oh,
baby, I'm in love. Still I yearn to touch you more and more.
It was whoa, can't predict the coming storm. Promise that you'll keep me warm. I don't wanna play this wrong. He said, yo, I've been loving you so long. Ever since that bumper song, you ain't gotta break down.
Nobody's blending. Ooh, I'm in love, it's true. Yeah, devil, I put you.
And we all make mistakes sometimes.
But I'm gonna do. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Like a car that wouldn't go, I woke up in this life to find parts missing, parts of the spirit, introverted body members, aspects in the soul, and yokes. Management was altogether important, obviously. Not only stopping and going, unlike a car missing parts, I could do both of these. But the hours or hows got lost. In the maze of wills and obsessions, bearings and needs, clear paths changed into detours and wanderings into compass points of lost and found. Echoes called memories became invisible alpha and omega murmurs in my soul. My living exfoliating like a black multifoliated rose. That's poem number two. My Kind of Feminism by Carolyn Marie Rogers. Good evening, kings and queens. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, a For Real Entertainment Network. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's conversation is on circles and squares. So tell us, how do you flow? We can't wait to hear your poetic perspective. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm your host, Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Zelina. And I'm joined by my royal co-host, King Atterbury. Good evening, King. How are you this evening? are you with me? All right, I think King might be delayed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I can't wait to hear what you guys have to say tonight on the topic. I've been away a little while, and I've definitely missed you, doing a little healing, a little, you know, self-work. But I do want to remind you guys before the show gets started tonight that tonight's show is brought to you by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Shouts out to author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, for making this magic possible. Also, if you're listening online and you'd like to join us, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And just make sure that you hit that one so that we can hear your beautiful voices. Just bear with me, guys. I want to check and see if I can figure out where King is. All right. Okay. Well, the show must go on, as they say it, all right? Okay. So, I would love to start the conversation with King, but it seems that he's a little delayed, so I am going to start opening up the mic for some conversation. Let's see who we have in the queue to talk with first. All right. Good
Hi,
evening. Nice. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Hi, Diva. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Welcome back. It's good to hear you on here. Good girl, you've been away.
But thank you. You know, you got to pick up the pieces sometime and just get it together. But, you know, I'm back, and I definitely missed you guys as well. You know, I've been a little tuned out, but you're coming back into the fold to everything. And I think that's really important because starting to realize how important just having this poetry community and our poetry family as a part of my life and as a part of the healing that we go through in this life, you know, where people reach out to me and like, you know, you can definitely reach out and share. And I definitely appreciate everybody for doing it.
No, right, girl. Look, we all have to deal with something in life, okay? Well,
yeah,
you got to make it do what it do, but life still goes on. It's still beautiful, and it's still to be lived, so
yes,
you know.
Yes, I look at it as like burpees. You have, you know, the exercise burpees where you, like, jump down flat on your stomach, and then you have to jump back up on your feet and then jump up in the sky. It's kind of like that. Like
I've
you fall
seen
down.
It, but, I've seen it, but I had to, the way my knees are set up.
I know that's right. Especially right now, I feel you, but yeah, you can look and you can definitely see, like, but it's like so fast, the muscle mass that you build just in falling down and getting back up, you know what I mean? So I've been looking at it like that, like, you know, fall down, get back up. That's ultimately an exercise that's strengthening everything about you, you know, if you let it.
Absolutely, girl.
So what have I missed? How have you been?
I had my grandbaby the whole weekend until this afternoon, and he like to ram me ragged. You know, my body don't work like it used to.
Oh,
so I tied bones. But I'm good.
He's getting around now, right? He's old enough to get around.
Girl, yes,
everything.
Everything. Anything he can grab and get some leverage on and pull up on, he is.
Oh,
and he just, he's playing fetch. You know how they throw stuff? When you got him in the playpen, they throw stuff and sit down there at it, wait for you to pick it up and give it to him.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Like, okay. Oh my gosh. And then he's going to get a little bit older. You're going to be looking at him like, I remember when you were. That's how I felt the past couple this weekend because I spent some time with my grandbabies, and they're three right now. The twins are three, and let me tell you something: sitting and looking at them, it takes enough energy. But to have to chase them around in a birthday party full of other 3 year olds,
ooh.
Oh my gosh, I am so sore right now. I can't even tell you. I am feeling
I know
my
you
knees
are.
Right now.
I remember
but
those
I
days.
Yeah. Oh,
Listen, I remember those days.
But yeah, it really was, you know, they just, they're so cute and they're just so innocent and just explorative and creative. And it just make you realize, like we need to get back to that. We need to get back to like playing around and having fun and just enjoying life, enjoying everything about it. I don't think we do that enough as adults, but, you know, well, not you, because I know, you know, you're grounded in spirit and you give me the best advice on how to reground myself, and I definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, and you're right. You're right. I agree. We got to stay lighthearted and tap into that inner child so we can, you know, we can have fun in life. Everything's so serious all the time and mushed together.
Right.
We don't make time for ourselves. That's why I always tell people, I throw that in there when I'm giving my little positive thing. Always take the time to smell the roses. You know, I mean, stop and smell the roses. Take that time for yourself and stay positive. You should never have, we should never have let go of our inner child. I'm a big kid at heart. I'm trying to tell you. I love to laugh and just, you know, stay lighthearted.
Yeah.
So I agree with you, Diva. I really, really do. Man.
Thank you. It is great to hear your voice, and I want to get to hear everyone's voice who's coming through tonight, and I also want to get some inspiration from some of your beautiful poetry.
Oh, wow. I had to throw something together. I tried, though.
Listen, I know. I know how that pen does. They don't need any effort. It's just natural. But,
oh,
yeah. Can't wait to hear it.
Oh, my God.
All right, Eve. When you're ready, I'm going to turn the mic over to you. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Okay. So this is, I don't know what I'm about to say on here, but I'm going to try something. She, who be me, I am she, all woman you see, here to give as always love and light. So blessed be. My pen screams through tears of my life's experiences. The ink from it echoes the love of life. Many are the stories to be told through us from the togetherness so sweet we once shared. My pen screams memories of blissful times of what once was, but lingers inside, and the ink from it echoes. Yet many are the stories to be told of an epic reality I long for. My pen screams through tears of my life's experience. But listen, the ink from it echoes. I cry for your pain. And people ask me, how can someone with so much pain inside love so hard and stay so positive? I allow myself to heal. Because I know it gets better. And besides, God turns my scars into stars. I do my writing by the window, so I sit there a lot. And some pieces are fantasy, but most are true experiences, so I pretty much pull from my heart. I listen to the distant noise of traffic. It's a happy distraction. But she, who be me, all woman you see, sitting, listening to songs or a best-selling literature piece, weeping at the reeds that plant the seeds that grow from my tears, because I'm always in my fields, feeling the meaning in the stories and told tales of, ooh, child, that's my song, or somebody knows me, because they're telling my story. I'm going to play this all night. Cause ain't nobody here but me. I just might play it until revelry. Eat an early meal, you know, break the breakfast to break the fast, or just continue to read. Cause ain't nobody here but me. I'm a poet, you know. Or at least that's what some say is true. Cause I sometimes like to shed a layer or a few and tell her story. I mean, her story of she who be me. I am she, all woman you see, the whole time asking the crowd, are you not entertained? Because I see you watching me. See, I'm not looking for fame, but you can still give me one mic and spotlight. I'll perform and give you a little of my trailblaze to let you just a little close to me. Because ain't nobody here but me. But please proceed with caution. Tread lightly. It's on a heartstring trail that's very frail. And that's their piece.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm talking about? If that was thrown together, that's like one of those recipes that you put inside of your recipe box. Because you're like, oh, yeah, I just did that. I just threw that together, but I certainly need something that can be remembered. Oh, my God. It's like
it was thrown together.
But it was beautiful. You said it was thrown together, but I'm like, I'm sitting here listening. Like, listen to this. I don't know.
Thank you.
It's too good.
Thank you.
The lines that really stuck out to me. And you're like, the part about stories are to be told through us. That line right there. I'm like, that is so true. You know, you learn so much from one another. And it's like an organic growing together and apart and stringing into new things. That there's so much lot wrapped up into that line. And
thank you.
That one that, the other one where you're like, God turns my scars into stars. I was like, yes. definitely, definitely beautiful. Oh my gosh. Oh, that's the thank you.
Wow.
Perfect way to start the night off.
Thank you. I want to tell you, remember, you might not have recognized, but some of those lines in there were from Soul Cafe when we did the pick up our pen.
Yeah.
Yep, I snatched some of that from there and some from, it's actually, this piece is comprised from like 3-4 different pieces. I just snatched some out of there that sounded okay and threw them together because I was so tired this week and I totally forgot there was a show tonight. Yeah. I'm like, oh, Lord, let me find something. So, but thank you anyway. I appreciate it, you know. And your pieces that you did, look, we ain't going to let that fly past. I love to hear you spit your poetry. I don't care what you write. And then when you grab somebody else's piece, you make it your own. It's just your flow. It's the pauses in your breath and everything. You're just an amazing poet, girl, and I miss hearing you. I really do.
I appreciate that so much. I love you, but thank you. Oh my God. Yeah, but one thing I do want to say is I need you to start developing your poetry too, because you have a habit of saying like, "Oh, this look." No, you got that word. You gotta let them know. You have to be your first ambassador. You know what I mean? Like, I know you can do this. You walk every line that you write. It's not like you're just throwing it together out of someplace. These are pieces where you're like, you don't gotta, like, you know. Somebody told me a long time ago, they were like, you know, the only person that doesn't know that you are amazing often is you. And the way that you present it is what you receive. Wow. So it's like, you know, you have to show up in the room feeling like, you know, these words that you were speaking, like, I am that. I envelop it. And then when I do that and I share it, it's more felt by somebody else. But like, I feel like sometimes I've been trying to remind myself, like, if I don't believe in it, how am I sharing it? You know what I mean? And how much confidence could, like, somebody have in my work if I'm not going to be a little proud of it? You know? I'm not proud of it, but, like, believe it enough to stand on it. You know what I mean? So that's something I
absolutely
want to know. Like, I'm not going to diminish myself anymore. Like, it was natural when it came, and it came out of love, and it came from an honest place. So I'm not going to apologize for my honest emotions. I'm not.
You know that.
You're not going to get any more like a self. We have, especially women, we have a tendency to like, self-deprecate. Like, you have to like show up apologizing for ourselves. Like, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm getting
well, you never apologize for yourself, girl. I'm trying to tell you that now. Don't
absolutely
do it. I'm matter of fact, I'm getting me a tattoo. Say unapologetically something. I don't know what's coming after it, but you don't apologize for yourself. You are who you are. And people can either accept it or walk away from it, plain and simple. That's it. Okay?
Yeah. That is a lesson that I think takes years to learn for some of us. But, you know, we learn it. Sometimes it's the hard way, but you learn.
As long as you remain teachable, you will learn. And you'll get to where you need to be. You'll find out what it is you need to find out. Okay? So you don't worry about that.
I believe you. I believe that with all my heart, Diva.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm not sure what is up with King, but he is not joining me. So I'm going to keep on trudging through the list and, you know, get to hear everybody's voice. And if you could stand on by, you know, I might need you to, you know, rock with me a little bit.
Yeah. All right. That's no problem.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I'm going to open up the next mic, and thank you, Diva. I'm going to let you catch your bearings. I'm not going to throw this all on you. I'll wait a little bit until he gets here, but, you know, stand by for me if you listen.
I got you, girl. I'm here.
Okay. All right, I'm going to open up this next mic. Area code 615, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do we have on the mic with us tonight?
So King decides to hide and go incognito from C34 Music. What the world's going on? Queen, how are you?
I am doing very well. And in his defense, that man has the work ethic of a mule, so I know it has to be something. So I'm just hoping it all turns out well because, you know, that's very nice.
I mean, I got my new Lakers Shaquille O'Neal jersey, and I was about to do my Shaq, you know, get the Kobe, get the coupon, man up.
The gold box.
You can't understand one word he's saying. That's like enunciate, brother. Enunciate.
Oh gosh. It's all right. So how have you been? I've been away for a little while. I hope all is well.
Yeah. Well, I hope all is well with you. As for me, in the process of moving into another apartment in a week from now. So it should be fun.
That's exciting. You got to view it as an adventure, and I hope you settle in nice and enjoy it, please.
Well, it's up the street, so I'll be fine.
It's up the street. It's not okay. You're like, calm down.
It's just. Yeah, it'll be fine.
It's around the corner.
Yeah.
All right. I feel you. Okay. All right. We're not going to put too much pressure on you today, C-Double. It's great to hear your voice, and I can't wait to hear some of your beautiful poetry. So when you're ready.
Well, I was wondering what the question was. I was waiting for the question and everything. I'm like, don't keep me now.
Sorry. I know. I'm so sorry. The question is, circles or cycles, how do you flow?
Wow, that sounded like a Atlantic Star meets Tour de France type of thing. I go with both. I mean, it depends on the situation. So I say both of them.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Well, C-Double, I do understand that because I've been, since King gave me the topic, I've been playing with it, and I'm like, you know, I feel like we all go through cycles. It's a natural order of things, you know. You soil, wash, rinse, repeat in all things, and hopefully in those things you learn something, and, you know. But when you just said it's circles, I looked at it as like the people that you surround yourself with and how much growth can come from those circles. So I don't think you have to choose one or the other. I do think that they should work together. You're absolutely right.
Well, thank you for that, because this peace that I have was triggered by somebody that was in a circle. So.
Okay. All right. I can't wait to hear it. Well, C-Double, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Questions. You prejudice instigator. Don't you work in this country you say you're hating? You're all for the ancestors. But you'd be a happy brother if Kim, Khloe, and Kourtney Kardashian let you spank them, talking 3Ks in the name America. If you don't like where you're at, there's the door. You want reparations? Look at your paycheck. You signed a contract, you indentured servant. There's your 400 years of slavery. How can an FBI agent dressed in ladies' clothes leave Satan's army when you made the choice to stay employed? Praising ancestors when they're 6 feet under and dead, trying to resurrect their memories when you said to them, rest in peace, by any means necessary. Wait a minute. But he was shot by someone who had the same melanin skin. I'm sick and tired of your oppression songs, wanting me to take action, but tell me, what the hell have you done? Don't tell me about the Black Panthers when all you do is spit propaganda, indoctrinated and mind control, going back to your regularly scheduled programming. If America is the devil, then you've become its spawn in a victim mentality, still singing, we shall overcome. You telling me you're going to beat powers and principalities, throwing blows in the air against something you can't see? You accepted the darkness from Negro, color to black in government categories. You got the right to express yourself as a ninja with attitude. But you won't accept the right to remain silent, calling me a coon with a virus. If my master is God, then I'm a masterpiece. Which tribe are you from in Africa? Oh, yeah, that's right. You can't answer that. Since your ancestors are gods, let them rise up alive after 3 days from the grave. Maybe Cicely Tyson might tell you to shut up, young man, and take your place. Since you're God, look at the man in the mirror and make that change. See, someone needs to come up on stage and pimp slap you in the face so you won't stand for nothing, causing violence and corruption. All these wolf tickets, when you gonna stop bluffing? Why don't you try making your points, busting through the doors of Congress? You're arrested on the spot, given a life sentence by the Supreme Court and becoming inmate Bob's bitch. Did what you say originate from 400 years solve the problem? The government is not my God, so stop bothering me with your politics. You're depending on them to empower you. I can see this without binoculars. That is not God, it's the dog in you, in prison for 400 years, and it's all y'all? You believe in white supremacy, that tells me you think you're better than you. Who the sun sets free is free indeed. Maybe if you didn't cheat on Coretta, wanting Betty, you'd wake up from your dreams. Now get your hatred away from me. This is my final warning and public service announcement. Don't make me say this again, Satan. That's that piece.
Whoo! My goodness. I think I'm missing some eyebrows right now. Oh, my God. What? Oh, my God. Oh.
I was triggered.
I can see, but you know what? I feel like it's so hard for people to tell their truth today. They got to be in agreement on what's going on. But this, so honest. It's like, you know, people don't even take the time to think about those ultimate, you know, they say that history is popular culture. It's the loudest mouth telling the, you know, the most compelling story. And then when you think about the fact that, you know, all these things that you mentioned, it's like, it's very true. It's very, nobody considers that. You don't talk about it. But you talked about it. Let me tell you. Indoctrinated, mind control. Yes. It's like, if America is the devil, then you become its born, I was like, oh my God. If I'm from God, then I am a masterpiece. I was like, yes indeed, yes indeed. This is dope.
That part.
This is dope. Yes, yes. Indeed. Oh my God, you devil. You always come through and raise the mic.
And do I hear that sexy, sultry trying to, I don't know if she's having sex or getting high, which one it is. Is that who it is?
Let me tell you something. I ain't had nothing so long. I don't even try no more. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Oh, God.
You might be doing that new technology. You might not even need nobody. I'm like, dang.
Oh no, I still need it. I'm not one of them modern women that say silly shit like that. I need you getting ready, take me over to the erotic love zone. I'm gonna say it first, C-Double.
Like I said, amazing, with the Cicely Tyson line, take your place.
Right, always. And you know what? Whenever or whomever he is, when he come along, I will always speak to the king in him. Always. You better believe it.
Well, thank you for speaking to the king in me then.
Always. Yeah, that piece is dope as always. You bring, you know, you always bring the truth. You throw some nostalgia in there, you know, some good memories and songs and titles from TV shows and stuff, but you always put the truth in there. And this piece is no different, man. It's amazing. Awesome piece.
And then when you think back to the references, it kind of expands on the line, because like if you think about that scene in the movie and putting it in that place, it's like, oh, you know, that's a lot more pointy than you realize if you get the references, you know what I mean? If you know where he's taking it, but yes.
Yep.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah.
Absolutely dope. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate you for stopping through.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, thank you. Well, we're gonna,
I need my peppermint schnapps now.
Oh, your peppermint schnapps.
Linda's over there.
Yeah, I need my fresh breath. I need
She's over there. She's low.
Everybody
lonely.
In the club getting tipsy.
Maybe you can go over there and console her. She kind of needs a little bit of company and stuff. You know, she went through a little bit of changes last week. She got some news that kind of was heartbreaking. So, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Yes, I heard the news. I think heart shattered all over the East Coast when we heard that.
Dang. Yeah, I heard about Shy coming back at you. I heard about him. Yeah, I know. Anyway, send me to the lounge.
I'll escort him on over there to the Royale Lounge.
Oh, we might not even get there then. Dang.
Oh, my God.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Oh my gosh, he's so funny. And he writes like crazy. And it's like to talk to him, it's like he's like a mad scientist. But then when we lay those poems down, it's like, oh, listen, get this lesson all up and through here. But yes, indeed.
You know what?
How about we play?
You know what? It's funny that you said mad scientist, because one of his quotes is to talk about Dee Dee in the laboratory. And he's in Dexter's lab.
Oh, man. Yeah, he definitely brings pop culture to the poetry. Yeah.
I love Dexter's lab.
Oh, man. I got to hear that one. All right, people, I'm going to play a few tunes in order to, you know, reset the spaces. Give everybody a chance to get on in here. And before we get going, before I play some music, I do want to remind you, if you're listening in, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Just make sure that you hit that one so that we can hear you, okay? All right. Stand by.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to let it go. Can't let this thing called love get away from you. Feel free right now, go do what you want to do. Can't let nobody take it away from you, from me, from me. No time for moping around, are you kidding? And no time for negative vibes, cause I'm winning. It's been a long week, I put in my heart in. Gonna live my life, feel so good to get it right. So I like what I see when I'm looking at me, when I'm walking past the mirror.
Lighter in the air, you stand for something. It's 'cause you stand. Don't you sway my way, you might fade away. Don't be wasting time, just gon' save the day. We make history today, now you don't need another. We ain't even dating, we just dealing with each other. I said you don't need another, we ain't even dating. We just, I don't even love you, we just a little. I don't even know you, but I see you put down, you put down. I said, I won't even love you, maybe just a little. I won't even know you, but love you with them, but die for you with them.
You're driving way too fast for my good, and that ain't right. See, we don't drive the same, and I don't wanna play with you. She tell me take off your cool. Well, maybe you ain't cool enough. Hey, I should hide from this. I just love to be alone and vibe to this. It's a sad boy paradise, I'm high on this. Rather relying on you if I'm alive with this. And I know you don't wanna hear that, baby, baby. But I'm so done with you, you crazy, crazy, yeah.
I don't even love you, we just a little. I don't even know you, but I see you put down. I won't even love you, maybe just a little. I won't even know you, but loving you with them, but stopping you with them.
I don't know myself when I'm around ya. You're to me like bees are to the flowers. You can help me, but I feel your power. I'm so curious and that's the problem. I don't know myself when I'm around ya. You're to me like bees are to the flowers. You can help me, but I feel your power. I'm so curious and that's the problem.
I won't even love you, maybe just a little. I don't even know you, but
aukulana. Kilo ndolote duhambina dauyami aukulana. Buso wami aukulana. Kilo ndolote
gentlemen. Welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters. It is so lovely to hear you guys' voices again. We are going to keep this party moving. Ain't that right? And also, I want to take the time out to tell King, I hope all is well, and you know, you're in our hearts and minds right now. I want to make sure that everything is okay. And yes, indeed. And also, to thank you, Diva, for standing in for me. I appreciate you having my back always. You're the best.
Anytime, anytime.
All right. Okay, well, we're going to keep this party rolling. Looks like next up on the mic, we have Miss VIP. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, Divas. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, wonderful, Queen. Welcome back. It's nice to hear your voice.
Thank you, thank you. It's nice to hear your voice too. It's nice to be heard.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's just my beauty. It's good. It's all good.
Oh, good. We gotta make a correction. We gotta make a correction, Queen. She is Mrs. VIP now.
Mrs. VIP, absolutely.
Yes,
respect.
Yes,
respect
yes.
It. I'm sorry. Mrs. VIP, thank you very much. Welcome. Welcome. I appreciate you. And congratulations again. I'm not sure if I, you know, but congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. All right. Tonight, the topic is circles and cycles. How do you flow? And, I can't wait to hear, you know, your poetic perspective on it tonight, Miss VIP. All right, so when you're ready, the mic is all yours.
Thank you. I'm just going to jump into this. I just, in my mind, I just titled this How I Flow. I kept flowing in a vicious cycle. It was akin to falling in a hole while walking every day. Climbing to get out, feeling my nerves fray until I took a different direction. Walked another way, held my head up, and prayed my way to a breakthrough. Slowly but surely the cycle broke. I kept going until I saw triumph, the issues of self-esteem, body dysmorphia, anxiety, and depression turned into lessons learned as I yearned to go higher. See, no one really has time for negativity. Nowhere there should be a buyer. So I decided to flow full circle, to awaken to affirmations, to remain positive during the day, practice kindness, remain humble, be love, stay in prayer. As I go to sleep with a smile, I'm in full circle from beginning to end. And that's how I flow. That's that piece.
Yes. Oh, every line in that poem. Oh, my gosh. I need that posted up on my mirror right now because it, those affirmations right there.
That was nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, really, the line where you were like, anxiety and depression turned into lessons learned till I came full circle. I'm like, oh, I wrote that one down. I'm putting that one. That's going on the mirror, Mrs. VIP. Thank you for that line. I appreciate it. The whole poem was dope. It definitely was. Yes, indeed. Oh, my gosh. You don't know. You don't know how much I missed you guys. I've been trying to take like a little time to just kind of catch up with myself, but I'm realizing how much life from just hearing you guys feel like, okay, well, this is what is going on. This is what I'm going through, but this is the beauty that came out of it. It inspires me so much to just keep writing and keep aspiring to be a better poet. You know, you guys are always inspiring me. This piece is definitely one of those pieces. Yes.
But you know what's funny? You know, poetry saves our lives. I truly believe that. You know, when something happens, we gotta, you can't keep it in. You gotta ink it out. Let it bleed out, you know? And then when you look at it, you're like, oh, okay, now I don't know what to do. And it'll come.
Take that with me. I'm definitely going to take it with me because I've been trying to deny that it's any type of blockage. It's just like, you know, life be life in. But, you know, even this therapy, definitely going to do that. I'm definitely going to do that.
You know what? I truly believe that there really, you know what, there are there's speed bumps, not so much roadblocks, but speed bumps. And honestly, the only thing that can block us from going further is ourselves. It's just about the choices that we make, you know what I mean, and the path that we choose to stay on. That's it. And it's all a learning process. You know, within the process. So we choose, you know, we are the masters of our own destiny. And we'll get here one way or another, you know. You just got to recognize what you learn from and keep it moving and understand what you don't want and what you do want in life. And that's all it's about. That's how I think. I look at things and I'll be like, nope, I don't want to turn that corner. I'm going to go this way. You know, and whatever it is, it could be a mental thing, could be a physical thing where I'm actually walking. But if it's not for me, if it don't serve my highest good, then I'm dealing with it. And we all have a lesson to learn. And it's like you said earlier, Queen, some of us take a little bit longer than others, but eventually we do get there, especially those of us with a good heart. Man, please, the universe, it clears our path for us. You know, it takes a minute for some of us to see, you know, for the smoke to clear. But we get there. And I want y'all to stay positive that we will, okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree. That was a word. You know, see what I'm talking about? It's like, you know, in the Council of Women, you are therapized without even knowing it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. Thank you.
I love it. So amazing. But yes, I needed that. Well, Ms. VIP, we do thank you so much for joining us tonight and stopping through and sharing your poetry and a little therapy that I needed. I thank you for that.
No problem.
It's a great topic.
I'm enjoying it.
Yes, indeed. All right, it's VIP. Well, Diva, do you, are we escorting folks to the lounge? I'm, you know, there's so much.
I'm going to escort her to the lounge, and I think we can use a little station ID while I walk her over there, because, you know, Kalinda, like I said, she's going through some changes. And Diva, you know, C-Double is over there, so I go over there and you know, put up a little barrier, because, you know, he get a little naughty, and he don't know you taking now. You off the market. The house is the important soul. It's it.
Right.
One love, one mic.
Oh my God. All right. Take your socks off.
Baby.
Yes.
I love saying it, girl, y'all.
I do too. I say it every time I take my socks off and then lay back with the baby.
Yep.
Baby. You got to do it.
I do it every time I take my feet out, my slippers, wherever, and I go to put my feet up on the bed. I'm like, baby.
Yeah.
And then I just be laughing to myself.
Right.
You know,
but you sink deeper in that relaxation when you say.
Like, yes. We need to do him like he used to do us when we just be listening. He opened up your mic anyway.
Oh, gosh. Throw her on a spot like that. We can't get fired this week. I just got back to work.
That's all right. We'll be back. We'll be right back tomorrow.
Back to work.
Yep. I go around and I snatch everybody's pink flips and I ball them up and throw them at him when he opened up the door. Here. She thought she was trying to get rid of her. Not happening.
Right. Right. Like, nice try.
Okay,
Diva. It looks like we are still waiting for people to call in if they like me tonight. You know, it's a Monday. Hope that everyone is listening in online. If you are, you know, reach out, call us, join us. It's okay. But in the meantime, how about you? You want to share another piece of poetry with us?
Oh, I got peace ready for you. Absolutely.
All right. The mic is all yours.
Thank you. This is called The Other Side of Fear. As she closes another chapter on her life, she turns the page, entering anew. Frightened and closed off, but willing. Willing to open as she prays for love's rain to fall all around to greet her new experience in life. But she can just smile again. She misses her smile. After it was run off with and encased in someone's jar of hearts. A new book entails beautiful and wonderful and promises kept, time spent, respect, great loving, and he stayed. And though he says things that make her want to expose all that she is, those chapters have yet to be written. Completely naked and unafraid, Her fear of being let down, abandoned, and broken continues to make her tread lightly and stay slow-paced. Even when he says he wants to be her earth, her sustainability, home for her heart, that he'll wait for her until the sun burns out and the ocean can provide no more. Her frightened heart still second guesses his true intentions. Her mind continues to process the logic of, is it safe to love again and fall as hard as only her heart has ever known? While the fear that has taken up residence within her deep wounds causes apprehensions in her steps towards that promise of perfect love. She's still walking forward, though, because she's recovered all but the last chapter and knows everything she wants is on the other side of her fear. So I'll start with this chapter. Know that I see you. I do. It's just that giving my heart, opening up and offering my world time and again has proven to be like painting in the rain or like trying to blanket the sun. It's impossible. But I've become friends with my scars because they've never hurt me, nor will they ever. They are my healing. The peace flag waving at my spirit because they know me, so I trust them. You say you see me in the dark because you've been where I am. Familiar words to caress an invisible ego, or should I say a non-existent one. But my question is, can you show me how to touch the intangible? Because my heart was shattered into a 1,000-piece puzzle that only I know where the pieces fit. So I keep it just out of reach. And that's that piece.
Goodness. You know what? You have a way of like making the image flesh out of emotion. It's like I can picture a scene where you're like, you know, convincing yourself that what you need is more important than giving in the desire to be with someone. But the image that you painted, it's like I feel like I was a voyeur standing in a room while you're telling somebody, like, listen, I got to love me more. And that line, you're like, can you show me how to touch the intangible? I'm like, listen, oh, my gosh. She misses her smile. That line really just, and then it's, the melancholy is some of the lines, but then it's always like it turns around and it's like, okay, you know, I felt that. I felt these feelings, and now I'm going to walk through them into my ascension or into my evolution that has to come from learning this particular lesson. And the way that you draw that out is like I'm standing in a room learning that lesson with you. I really love the way you do that.
Thank you. Thank you. You know what? That particular line right there, see, man, my heart, like I said, it hasn't just been broken. It has been shattered, and people would walk over those shattered pieces. You know what I'm saying? When they realize that you've gone through something, you got some folks out there that wanted to see you fall like that. So they throw things in your face, and they make you feel even worse. And it starts to feel like after you've gone through that so much in life, it feels like real love for you is intangible. And that's why I asked the question, can you show me how to touch the intangible? You know?
That's a heavy one.
And I know I'm not the only one that has been through that. I know I'm not. Yeah. I've seen it happen to people. You know? I walked around I lost my smile for 3 years. I walked around not smiling because I couldn't come out of that hurt. It was just heartbreak after heartbreak after heartbreak. And I'm like, you know what? This is just how life is supposed to be. I don't know what I did, but I guess it is what it is. But I couldn't smile no matter what. And y'all that know me know It don't take nothing for me to laugh and giggle and smile, okay? Everything, especially seeing my Tiffany family, lights my, it just, my face lights up about you guys when I talk about you, everything. So y'all know, it was some trauma done.
Oh, my God. Well, I feel like the evolution of it, you were so good at, like, putting it into your poetry, and it's like the raw emotions, you give us the raw emotions of what you felt, and then you turn it around and it's like, okay, well, this is what I've learned, you know.
Absolutely.
And the part where you were like something about the pain that have taken up residence deep in your womb.
Yep.
I'm like, I felt that and that's so hard to work through. Ooh. Oh my gosh. It's an amazing piece. Mm-hmm. I definitely loved it. Oh, man.
Thank you.
Whew.
So, I know you brought something else. I know you do. I know we got another caller came up in here, but I want to hear some more poetry from my sister. So, my diva, queen, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. This is a piece that I've been working on. I'm still working on it. It's called When the Poets Found Me. When the Poets Found Me. I'm told motivation is discomfort plus hope, and they say hope floats. That's where they found me. Cashing in on my time, dividing my chips, biding my mind when they found me. I woke up to a nightmare on a loop. It wasn't cute. The stars were alive like warheads, and I wore dread on my forehead when the poets found me. I had all but given up. I penned words like they were personal proverbs, hoping one day I'd have the nerve to be heard instead of cursed. So, I was birthed into a pride of blind lions led astray. It's why I tell folks I grew up, because I swear we weren't raised. We were prey for fat-bellied wolves who stole our innocence away, but let's save that pain for another day. The fact remains, as far as I know, motivation is discomfort plus a little bit of hope. Even if it isn't true, it makes it easier to cope. See, my mom was on dope. Dad died when I was just a child, stabbed by a woman that he abused around town. The same cop responded and watched him drown in his own blood, a vigilante sort of justice that left just his children behind. Just a few days after he promised me he'd turn his life around, and irony and redemption I can't quite wrap my mind around. My mom married a yellow man who stole away the sun, a handsome user and a bruiser, introduced my mom to drugs. I won't even begin to tell you all the things he did to us, but heck, abuse left unchecked forces the children to grow up, then on from there to foster care and to the projects in my auntie's care. Abuse continued, became the norm. There were days when I wished that I was never born, but then poetry found me. I found solace in the sanctity of her willingness to hear me clearly. Poetry could fill me. In a world that appeared to be trying to kill me, a teacher noticed and said so. Told me my words might just get me out the ghetto, so I wrote a book at the age of 14, was pregnant by that next Halloween. Writing things became a dream. Picked up a life and put away my pen. I thought that's how my story would end. And then, I missed a call at 2 a.m., found out my daughter had met her end, drowning in the facade I had chosen. And then I was questioning my life again when poetry found me. Free bleeding carelessly, I would glut on the crust of things, cashing in on my time, dividing my chips, blind in my mind when poetry found me. I woke up to a nightmare on a loop. It wasn't cute. The stars were alive like warheads. And I wore dread on my forehead when the poets found me. I had all but given up. I penned words like they proverbs, hoping my thoughts of a respite could be made flesh, hoping one day I'd have the nerve to be heard, and they heard me. They heard every word, like answered prayer. See, poetry holds a sovereignty like ether in the air, and poetry is solace when the world left me bare. Poetry encapsulated me in the world filled with apathy. And poetry is my lover when my lover wasn't there. Every moment I can poet leaves me proud beyond compare. Poetry gave me safety when my father wasn't there. It's a part of my identity as much as breathing air. My proudest moment in poetry is poetry. See, I was saved when the poets found me. And that's that piece.
Wow. I got some things to say. I really do. Because it takes courage to speak on your pain, no matter how you received it or came upon it, it takes courage to speak on it without it breaking you to the point where you can't even speak on it. And I commend you for that. What's funny is you spoke on abuse, and I just today spoke to one of my, I'm the baby girl in my family, okay? And it was five of us, but I lost one to murder, and to this day, I still take it really hard, but I can speak on it. But I was just speaking to one of my older sisters today, revealing to her the secrets that were held, that were kept in that family about my abuse from a lot of the men in my family and some outsiders that were brought in. And I had never revealed that to her or any of my other ones, as a matter of fact. And she's the one started breaking down and crying a little bit. And I'm like, it's all right. And she was like, I wish I'd have been there. I'm so sorry, you know. But it's something you get through. You grow through it as you go through it. You learn. And everybody has a story to tell. Everybody has some pain somewhere that it's not that it'll ever go away, but our heart had to build up a tolerance to deal with it.
Yes.
And that's the way it will always be. And I commend you, Queen. I really do. My story is full of pain, but it's always somebody out there that has a painful story as well. So I'm getting emotional, so I'm going to leave this alone. But thank you for
I'm
that.
Sorry.
That was beautiful. No. That was beautiful, though. I love it when people, you said it right, poetry, man, over sovereignty. It's amazing. If we didn't have it where we could write these words from our heart and actually bring ourselves to speak them and know that we have people that care to hear them, I don't know where we would be, honestly. We'd probably be sitting over in an insane asylum in the corner somewhere, you know, scratching at the wall or pulling our hair out or something. So poetry is life, man. It's everything. It is a blessing. Man, beautiful people. Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. It wasn't too dark, but I'm like, you know what? I'm trying to write through what I'm really feeling, because, you know, I have a tendency to just, like, feel those surface feelings. Like, I'll get to those deeper feelings and that shadow work some other time when it's time and it's free. But it's like, no, you kind of get to a point where you can't be surface anymore. You can't just, you know, be toxically positive in a way where it's like, not to say that it's toxic positivity, it's anybody being too positive, but somebody who is pushing positivity and not really feeling or like processing their own trauma. So like, you're lying to everybody as far as you're lying to yourself. And I'm like, I got to write through those hard things for myself that I don't, I need to kind of, I'm working towards processing. And I'm like, I may as well, you know, share it. Cause it's true. I feel like I've been through those things, and I've always told my kids, like, you know, it's only a tragedy if nothing was learned from it. Other than that, lesson. And, you know, they say one of the biggest investments is education. So, like, that's lesson. Education in and of itself, it costs you something different, but it's still a lesson to be learned. And if you can learn that lesson from it and grow from it, and I think finding this outlet has definitely been a part of my personal growth as I'm trying to work my way out of the replaying all of the negative things that kind of like have your ear all the time. But it's like, okay, this is how I'm working it out. But yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And it's awesome.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, it looks like someone else has decided to join us tonight, and I am happy to hear from her as well. I haven't heard her voice. It is our favorite Canadian Lady A. Welcome to King and Queen Quarters, the Queen Takeover for tonight. How are you doing, Lady A?
I'm doing great. It's so good to hear you back again. And, you know, your sister that's right on the line there, she did a great job pinch hitting for you while you were away. You did so. And, you know, I appreciate both of you very much. And listening to your poetry tonight, I think it does take a lot of courage to be able to speak your own personal history, however sad it is, because somebody, including ourselves, will learn certainly by that. And I think that we can't let those kinds of things define us. We can't forget them. We have to be able to remember, you know, where we came from, kind of thing. But I think we don't have to allow it to define us. We can be all the person that we want to be despite the pain and sorrow. And I think we can always keep it in our minds, because we have become who we are today because of it, despite it. And so I have that to be thankful for you and for any person who has suffered in this way. And I think it's a great thing for writing. It does make burdens much easier to carry most of the time. And you guys are just fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate all of the support.
Absolutely. Thank you, Diva. Appreciate that.
Thank you. You're really amazing. It's been a pleasure getting to know you better, and I do appreciate you very much. Such great gifts you all have, you know. Me too.
We all have bring to one another, so it's a beautiful thing, man.
It is. And I feel like, you know, in this community, with everybody coming with their own personal aspects, we all have our personal traumas and failings that we're all trying to get over. But it's like everyone comes to this art form hoping to be seen and, you know, not seen and heard, not in the sense of like needing attention, but in the sense of being understood, you know?
Yes.
And I think that to understand the diversity of everyone's words, their poetry, their experience, there's so much to be gained from that. And it gives you a chance to not only evolve, but it also gives you a chance to be like, you know what, let me spread, you know, the lines of my form or my way of thinking a little bit. Let me expand that, because, you know, if that person could take their words and do this with it, then, you know, I shouldn't have to be afraid to do that with it. You know, it gives you a chance to, like, you know, you expand and you grow. And I think that is a really beautiful thing. And I do welcome, you know, all the way from Canada, you rock with us almost every week. You are, and you're always so supportive and encouraging. And you, you know, you bring your raw poetry and your different perspectives to this space. And it's, you know, I'm thankful for you too, Lady A. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. It's a new collaboration society.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. Oh, man.
All right, beautiful thing.
Lady.
Yes, it is. Lady A, I cannot wait to hear from your poetry tonight. So when you are ready, the mic is all yours.
Sometimes I take poems and I don't rewrite them. I blend them with another poem to make a new poem. And I did that tonight for the show, and I hope that you like it. I don't know what I would do without writing. I really honestly don't know how I would be able to cope with a lot of stuff that's going on in my own life right now. And it's a way out of a lot of stuff. It's a way out of, you know, getting in that danger zone, that dark zone. And like I said, I don't know what I would do without it. And it's cathartic. It's a tool for learning, but from others. And I just feel it's been a great opportunity for me to learn how to write in the first place. And so with all of that wrapping on and on and on, I just go ahead and I'll read it. I haven't given it a title yet, but it goes like this.
Okay.
Watercolor / white canvas, paint my neck with cerise kisses. Crying blue and purple tears, delicate lines, trickle streams over river rocks in brown hues. Paint my mind with purple passion, plunging pink into the hydrosphere. Chameleon arms and legs are blue. Poseidon knew my heart was meant to be, and eyes open to see, he placed him here with me. Seaweed dance, ballet with coral, mimic lovers bending with the tide. Paint passion red from head to toe, and white hot fire expressing love and desire. Paint my heart scarlet, jeweled rubies keep sky starlit. Paint me with dewy breath, and paint Eros pathos, Venus best. Paint words from Browning's love and sorrows. Paint your colors into mine, and blend our souls to be enshrined. And peace.
Awesome. Gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh,
wow.
Let me snap it up. You know what? I'm just like, I always try to like take and discuss a line or two, but sometimes it's like I feel like both of you are two poets that like paint an image that you just kind of want to sit back and absorb. So I'm just imagining painting those emotions and making the things that you feel flesh. I love the way that you played with that idea. Paint my mind in purple passion. Paint passion red from head to toe. I'm just like, yes. I want all of that. I love that pink.
Thank you very much.
That sounds amazing. Oh, wow. Oh.
Yeah. I always fall into Lady A's pieces because you paint this beautiful, beautiful picture where I can, well, I'm a visualist, so I see more than anything. Every time you spit, there is always a calming breeze that I feel and I hear with a little,
yeah,
like,
oh,
either a flute or some kind of soft horn right as you start to spit. And then the rest of the visual from your pieces, I don't care what you say, you could be talking about pink cows with purple polka dots on them. I can see, you know, I get a vision from your pieces, and they're always so lovely, the way that you spit, your voice. And it's something that you do. I don't know what you call it, but it's just the way that you, I don't know what it is, but it's a beautiful feeling that I get. Even though a lot of your pieces are melancholy, it's still beautiful. I guess, can you say beautiful, beautifully melancholy? I don't know, but
yeah,
this is what I get, and I so enjoy hearing your poetry. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Wow. Beautiful comment.
You're most welcome. Oh my gosh, Lady A, thank you so much for joining us, and I appreciate you for coming through.
Always my pleasure, honestly.
Absolutely.
I love it. I feel like you guys make me just love the art form so much more, because it's like a ball of clay, and you just toss it from one person to another, and like, let me see what you're going to do with it. And it's always something beautiful and different, and this is no different. It's like, I never really thought about it that way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like making fun of your emotions through colors as if life was a canvas almost. And it's like, you know what? Let's do that. Let's do more of that. So definitely thank you for that piece, Lady. And again, thank you so
much. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm going to escort you over to the lounge tonight.
Yes. If you'll just follow me, darling, I'm going over here, sit back,
put our feet up, take our socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one night.
One love, one night. One
love,
one
life. Oh, wow. He's amazing.
He really is. I feel like every poet tonight that has come through is just, you take one subject and you spin it around so many different ways, and then it's like it expands the mind. I'm inspired again. Like, I have not been for a couple of weeks. I'm like, you know how your thumbs are just hovering over keyboard, kind of, because, you know, a lot of stress will have you dispassionate a little bit, but I definitely feel, you know, my cheeks pinking up in the poetic way, and I'm loving all of it.
Absolutely, yes. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes, absolutely. It bees like that.
It does. It does. Well, Diva, it looks like all the poets have spoken their words, and the music has been played, and the feelings have been felt. And I think we can call it a night tonight. What do you think?
Absolutely. And I enjoyed myself. Thank you for allowing me to ride five paddle. Or would you go shotgun? Not five paddle, shotgun.
Shotgun, yes, yes. Oh, oh, that reminds me of that road trip. You next to me.
Right.
We got to do that again.
Absolutely, absolutely, girl. And I ain't forget about that gathering over there at the shore with some. We got some nice linen outfits and let the breeze blow through our locks, you know, and
yes,
just sit back and chill and, you know, talk to the stars,
yeah,
or something.
Listen, I was looking over there because my birthday is on the 23rd of this month, and I'm like, that might be a good time to just get away. So I'm trying to see what I can work out on short notice. But if I do, I will be coming over that bridge and coming to get you so you could join me because, you know, it ain't a party if it's even
out
there.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait, 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 wait a minute. March 23rd?
Yes.
That's my daughter's birthday. Oh, that's right. I forgot y'all. Aries is coming up right around the bend. Okay. All right. That's what's up.
Yes, we are. Oh. We're going to be out here before you know it.
I get it. Okay.
We're definitely going to make it happen. We got to make it happen for sure.
Absolutely. Well, absolutely.
Before we close out, I do want to remind everybody to tune in tomorrow night on the Poetry Corner and also here on the Epiphany Radio family for one of Mojave's wonderful shows. I'm not sure what show he has tomorrow, but definitely tune in to Epiphany. There's always a beautiful show here for you guys to enjoy and to join in and share your poetry. I do want to make sure that we shout out again to the man behind the brand that makes this all possible, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. And shout out to the entire Epiphany family. And, you know, tune in next week, same time, same bat channel. And again, Diva, thank you so much for rocking with us. And do you have any closing words before we head out?
I'm just my exact sentiments. I'm going to give them a rundown for the week real quick. I'm going to try. You know, this ain't poetic right here, but I'm going to try. Okay. As my diva said, and for one, Epiphany has a show every night of the week, and I'm going to start with Monday night, okay, here in King and Queen's Quarters. All right. Y'all come on by 9 p.m. on Epiphany Radio. Tuesday nights we have Mojave got so many different shows, but y'all come on by, okay? I don't know. I think I don't know what's coming up tomorrow night, but we got something. We call him Mr. Tuesday Night. Every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. Now, you know how we do. The topic is up in the air. We like to tease y'all with it until we come up with something, but when we do, we know you're going to love it. So y'all come on by Wednesday night. Every Thursday night, we have the Get Down hosted by Poetic and J. Rob the Wise Son. Now, I don't know what they got for a topic, but you guys are going to love it. That's actually one of my favorite shows in Epiphany. Friday night is kind of open. Normally, we have Renaissance Poetry at 10 or we will have Iron Sharpens Iron, which is hosted by Anonymity and myself, La Perla Negra. Now, y'all come on by Friday night. One of them shows will be up there. Saturday night, we have a show hosted by Just Jay and Gina, which is the Just Jay and Gina Storm Show. Okay, and that is every other Saturday night. The other Saturday night is Poetic Therapy, where I host, and that's a place where you can relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Or you can just sit back and listen to some smooth tunes from my playlist. And every Sunday night, we have the Inspiration Factory, where we give praise to the Almighty, and that is hosted by Alonzo and Divine Inspiration. Sorry about that, Paul. And that is every Sunday night at 9. Oh, I have to go back. Every Friday night shows are at 10 p.m., not 9 p.m., okay? So I'm going to get a mic back to my diva. I want to say thank you once again. I want y'all to stay positive, continue to love and respect one another, stay safe because these germs are still out here and they do not care, all right? And with that, I'm going to say, oh, always, always be kind to yourself. And with that, I'm going to say, peace.
What she said. For love, for my peace, you guys.
Epiphany. Baby, baby.